Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I am going to be talking to you about the Leo new moon arriving on July 28th. And if you are in the Eastern time zone, which I am, it is at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And one of the things about this is that there are a couple of factors in here that we really need to discuss. And at the moment of the new moon, also, Jupiter has stationed for its retrograde, and it will retrograde after the new moon at 4:37 p.m. So in the chart for the new moon, it is stationed. So that means it's not moving at all, even though it would be nice because the, you know, new moon comes when the moon conjuncts the sun. And this happens at 5 degrees of Leo on this particular occasion. And that is actually approaching the trine to the 8-degree Aries Jupiter. Well, it's a long time in 8 degrees, yes. And it would be nice if, you know, we would have had it the trine coming when the planet was direct, but since it is going to retrograde, some of the greater benefits of the energy will not be felt. That's the problem, you see. There will be some internalization. And both of these fire signs, Leo and Aries, have a lot to do with the individuals thinking about the individual, all right? So in Aries, it's the I am this individuated individual, and it can be, you know, very concerned with the self, definitely. It is the first sign. It is you come in with the divine spark, you know, of your separate beingness. And then when you're at the second fire sign, which is the fixed fire Leo, you are involved with the personality aspect of the self. This is your self-expression in the world. So, and that what they call Leo, a sign of, you know, the entertainment industry and the actors and such, and the royals, nobility and such. So we have a very strong focus on that ego in these signs. So a beneficial experience of the trine with the direct Jupiter planet would have given a lot more push towards the individual ideas and hopes and goals and, you know, what you wanted to do, what you wanted to express. And so it may not quite pan out as easily as all we're looking at now. And that is a feature of the whole retrograde cycle that we're in, right? Because then we already have Pluto and then Saturn and then Neptune. And so we're waiting for Uranus to retrograde. Uranus is in the degree that it is also hanging out in until it does this, 18 degrees of Taurus. So the moon happens to be, this new moon, I should say, conjunct Ceres, who is the goddess of grains, the fierce mother protecting her daughter, very concerned with the health and nurturing aspect of mothering. So again, this is something that is going to be coming up a lot during the time, a couple of weeks before the full moon, and we certainly are seeing a lot of issues about the feminine and how this sign of children and procreation is, you know, being highlighted. Let's put it that way. Okay, that's a good way to put it. And so it doesn't lessen this energy. It can increase it. At the new moon, we may be setting goals about certain things that are Leo things. And that is self-expression, creativity, investment also, romance, children. And, you know, once again, the expansion of the kingdom of the Leo energy, again, being the provider energy for the progeny and keeping things in good shape. So you may want to set your goals around those. And know that with the retrograde planet, Jupiter being the contact planet here, it's going to be hopeful, but not really take off quickly. All right, so good to know, but set the goals and do what you can, because there are a few other very big things taking place. And that's what we need to really talk about. One of these things is, a very important thing, is the Mars approach to Uranus conjunction in Taurus, conjunct the North Node in Taurus. All right, so this is the triple conjunction. If you hear people talking about it, that's what they're talking about. And Mars, of course, is always going to be some sort of an action, which, for better or worse, you know, it can either be helpful movement towards something, or it can be, you know, the aggressive energy of Mars. We have a little bit of a more toned down aspect to Mars when it's in Taurus, because it's in a fixed fire. No, sorry, it's in a fixed Earth. It is a fire planet in fixed Earth. That is sort of putting a damper on the energy, so it's not as quick to be volatile. However, when Mars joins Uranus, we really can't predict as easily, because it is this wild card planet, but we might expect some very explosive experiences to take place. We have to be aware of that, but also we may see geophysical, since we are in Taurus, which is the nature and the earth and the mother, and certainly an astrologer online was talking about, you know, the fire aspect. And I said, well, you know, I don't normally think Mars, yes, fire, but Taurus, no. That's not what I normally think of. And yes, we're having these incredibly high heat experiences. There were 2,000 people. That's a lot of people who died from the heat wave in, I think it was Spain and Portugal and one other country. Which one was it? I can't remember now, but it's Europe. It wasn't Italy, though, because I would have recognized that quickly, because a friend of mine just flew over there last night. And it wasn't where she was. So I was like, okay, at least it's not Italy. You know, we do have fires now, you know, here. And the UK is even having fires now. France has had fires. It's just been a nightmare of fire. But that's more like the Aries quality. And Jupiter's still in Aries with, you know, expanding that. I think when I look at Taurus, I think of Earth being moved, literally moved, such as an earthquake of some note, or something happening like, you know, the heat causing a slope to actually, a lot of the mountains, but believe it or not, I was told this by a friend who lives in Switzerland, are held together by ice permafrost kind of experiences, right? And there are signs that this is destabilizing even things like the Alps. And so, you know, I wonder, this is my wandering mind, wandering and wondering, that's what it does. What's it going to take, you know, for people to realize that the most important thing we can do is do something to help the planet, because all the rest of it doesn't really matter if there isn't one, you know, if we can't survive on it. I don't know why that's such a hard thing for people to understand, but I guess if you have, you know, a lot of money in certain fossil fuels and, you know, coal and stuff like that, you know, you probably don't want anything to change, right? But so maybe we have to have a big demonstration, you know, a major action that is, you know, undeniable. And I hope that's not what this is, but it certainly is what it could be. And the reason I say that is because it is conjunct the North Node, not the South Node. And the North Node is the direction we're supposed to go into. And that would be stabilizing the planet, Taurus. So that's why I'm saying perhaps if there is something, it's something that is big enough to cause us to decide that this is the most important thing now. The rest of it is meaningless, you know. There's a very easy answer to inflation, but nobody wants to talk about that answer either, and for similar reasons. But it's not working on climate change that's going to destabilize economies. That's not true. That's something that happens. People say things, right? Now, one of the things that's going on as this Mars approaches at 15 degrees at the time of the new moon, it will be the later part of the 31st, and it will be exact on the 1st of August is when it comes exact to the Mars conjunct Uranus. I'll tell you the time, even, I'll tell you the time. It is on August 1st at... that's going to be Monday at 7:53 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. That's when it actually makes the joining. And so, you know, this is coming in. But at the time of the new moon, we have an exact square at 18 degrees Leo Mercury to this Uranus energy. So here. You see, the Leo energy is about investment, and it is a financial sign. So when I say that, you know, there is a square, it's a challenge. So it's a challenge from people thinking about what? Their investments, thinking about their own personal kingdom. And so this is something we're going to become more aware of as this new moon comes in. So this is also something you might be seeing in your life. Now, what we have here as, you know, sort of the good news is that Venus is in Cancer, and Venus in Cancer at 12 degrees is making it's, you know, kind of past, but it's making a sextile to Mars and even to Uranus. So if we look at the Cancerian energy, and we decide to value our homes and our families and the biggest home we have, the planet itself, then that's a good thing, you know, to have the value there and to want to nurture and nurture others as well. Venus is a little bit off, you know, it's about 4 degrees off a square that took place in the early hours of, it will have taken place, the early hours of Monday, the 25th, Venus square Jupiter. So we may have gone a little bit overboard, but also we have this challenge between the value over cozy, secure home, family, that kind of thing, and a person expanding, Jupiter, in individual activity, like me. I'm going first, and we're doing it now, and it's my way. That's the way. And by the way, you can hang out at home. I'm off roaming around having adventures. So there is that also, unfortunately. But we do get a sextile energy from Venus that can help with some of the issues that are coming in. Now, in Taurus, this sudden conjunction could also affect finances. And this Taurus is the sign of personal finance, right? So that's something else we might find coming in on that late July 31 and into August 1st. So this is something we have to be aware of and try to use the intuition, the power of your inner knowing in order to help you understand how this can affect you. Also, you can contact me and get a reading, because I will look at the chart and see if you are a person who is going to have effects from this. And people with planets on or near the 18th degree of Taurus, and also the other fixed signs, like I said, Mercury is squaring from 18 degrees Leo at the new moon, 18 degrees Scorpio, and 18 degrees of Aquarius would be your biggest challenge if you have planets there. That would be wise to know about and take a look at what it may be like for you. All right, so let's see. We also have the continuing, and it will continue for quite a bit, I think, sextile between Pluto retrograde in Capricorn and Neptune retrograde in Pisces. Neptune is with the asteroid Juno again. This is the asteroid of the marriage partner, the wife. And so we are also looking at this as women's rights. Juno is a goddess. And the sign of Pisces can be victimization also. So we're looking at that, but we may be able to make some strides in a sextile to Pluto powers in the outer world. That is going to be, again, as I said, we'll see a focus that's still on some of these issues. We have Saturn at 23 degrees of Aquarius retrograde. And at 23, it is still sort of close to the Uranus at 18 and squaring the nodes. So having to take a realistic look at future and goals and issues with friends and group affiliations, we have to really see what is helping us in the sense of feeling more secure and grounded, and what is feeling like undermining. So we've got to be aware and use that, you know, use the Neptune energy and the sensitivity of Venus in Cancer to sort of pull in the idea of what might need to be addressed and what areas need to be worked on in the future, not necessarily at the moment of the new moon. But you can be setting goals about it. And that would be helpful to do that. So all of these experiences are becoming sort of very, very significant because of what we're going through. A lot of very significant things that are taking place. But please remember something that I was talking about a while ago when I was talking about the Uranus energy in Taurus and what it's teaching, and also having Saturn in Aquarius teaching, as Uranus rules Aquarius. So we have a double emphasis on learning about the sign that is about energy, intuition, and literal energy, chi, prana, and visioning, and what the mind is the vibratory air. It's not seen. It's an invisible realm, but it's carrying things. And so we say, what can I do with my energy to improve things in my life, in the world in general? So what would you think? You would think, well, I've got to take a look at what kind of energy is in my thoughts and in my visioning. And perhaps if we all did that and we decided to look for what would I rather see than this, instead of focusing on what's wrong, what would I rather see, and keep the energy going in that direction, then, you know, perhaps we'll get somewhere personally, but we'll also get somewhere collectively. And Aquarius is the sign of the collection, the group. And so I wanted to tell you this, and there will be a weekly astrology forecast also, but it will obviously not go into this detail about the new moon in Leo. And I do hope you'll pay some attention and do some pondering, because that's always helpful. You can hear if you take a little time and just listen. You'll get some of the answers you need. Okay, wishing you a good Leo new moon. I will say goodbye for now.